Right, so here we are with another episode of Sweet Disposition, and today we are looking at the Twix Fino.
Let me look at the packaging.
Fino meaning fine, I imagine, in some Latin-based language.
Italian?
Perhaps it's to go with your grande Starbucks.
Perhaps.
Your grande Starbucks and Fino Twix.
So, but Twix is already pretty fine. I don't know what they could do to make it better.
Are we talking about fine as in fine, or fine as in thin? I think in this case it's definitely thin.
Oh, it does look thinner from here.
Judging by the picture on the packaging, it looks like the biscuit within the Twix has been replaced by a kind of curly wafer.
Great.
But that's all I can discern as the change.
Well, I think that because they've got the 94 calories per piece positioned quite heavily on the front, it's obviously a diet-based snack, I would imagine.
Maybe,
on
maybe.
A diet, better get a Twix Fino.
I mean,
how's that working out for you?
Just, I don't know.
The packet itself just—it looks like a bit of a sad Twix. Like
it does.
Someone fat has sat on a Twix.
It's kind of a bit like it's reminiscent of the Kit Kat wrapping, but you know when they took away the foil and replaced it with a regular packet.
Oh, the foil was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think they got loads of complaints because they moved back to the foil quickly after that.
It's also got the newish Twix logo on, which. They changed in the last few...
Is that a pause button in the eye?
It's either that or like a weird long-eyed smiley face. But I guess I've never thought of it as a pause button before. I guess it could be like taking a break, put it on pause, have a biscuit.
But they're not Kit Kat, so they can't actually say that.
Yeah.
Have a pause, have a Twix.
I think that's what they're going for. Should we crack it open then?
Yeah, here we go.
So it's still got the two separate bars, much like a Twix.
Should I rip off half?
No, go for that one, and we will
share this one. We'll bite either end.
I tried to break it in half, and it's already started to crumble.
It's quite crumbly.
Like, it looks like a brandy snap in the middle.
All right,
here we go.
Bottoms up.
First bite. It does not taste like a Twix.
No. And my immediate feeling is it's not very satisfying. Like, I'm waiting for that kind of thick crunch of a normal Twix biscuit to kick in. And
yeah.
Then before I've known it, the whole bar has just melted in my mouth.
It doesn't last very long in your mouth. Like, it's gone in a second.
Mm.
I will tell you, they've got it. It clears the mouth quite quickly. That's like a proper chocolate phrase, like how long it lingers in your mouth afterwards. It does clear quite quickly. I've got a feeling, if you look inside mine where I've bitten it...
That looks like hollow.
Well, if you look, I don't think they've put the proper... Have they got the Twix caramel? Oh, they have got some of the Twix caramel, but I wonder...
Like it, though.
Have you noticed how the
yeah,
the wafers are different colours? I wonder if one's like a caramel wafer. I don't know.
I don't know. If you look closer on the picture, it looks like it's kind of this one wafer bent down into two triangles, and then the caramel fits in that kind of... triangular wedge, so you're not actually getting a full layer of caramel. It's kind of just in the middle.
It's kind of... Is this full price? Is this as much as a regular Twix?
Yes, it was.
I don't know about that.
No. But I guess you're paying for the research to make a less fattening snack.
To be honest, the joy of a Twix is that it's the chocolate bar that I go to when I'm really hungry because it's got the biscuit in it that actually has that feeling that you've actually eaten something substantial. Unlike an Aero where you've mainly eaten air, so you've got all the fat of the chocolate but none of that sustenance feeling, whereas the Twix, because it's got a biscuit in it, and biscuit does count as food, you feel a little bit fuller afterwards. It takes the edge off the hunger, and I'm afraid that the Twix Fino...
Let's call it Fino. I like
just
that.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like,
and for one thing, you can't pull the toffee off the top like you can.
Yeah, that's never.
So if anyone has a weird Twix eating habit, you're not going to be satisfied here.
If you eat like a king size Twix, that's a meal, isn't it?
Yeah. Whereas you could eat eight of these and still feel hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
Thumbs down for me.
I don't think I'll be buying one of these.
No, I think this will probably be my last experience with the Twix. Not so Fino.
Yeah. It's true.